Aló, Junior, ¿cómo has estado, hijo? No tengo más de nuevo que decirte que nomás me eché la traca la de un Murphy 55. Me ha salido muy bueno, me dieron muy buenas garantías. Me dieron 1.900 pesos por el carro, es lo que me había, por el carro mío, el Chevrolet 52. Lo que me había costado me dieron por él, porque este es 55. Todos aquí hemos estado bien. El bebé es muy grande, muy gordo. Todo está bien. Ahorita está aquí con nosotros Alejandro. Dentro de un ratito va a hablar unas cuantas palabras para saludarte. Y no dejes de decirnos cuándo vas a venir por acá para esperarte. Bueno, aquí va a hablar Alejandro contigo.
Hello, Jim.
Hello, Jim.
How are you doing? I'm over here listening. And I'd like to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. Since I didn't have a chance to come any sooner, I'd like to say it right now. And how you been up there? Is it very cold? And how you like your stay in the Army? The Air Force. Well, I haven't got much to say, and I hope we'll be home soon. Bye.
Hi, Henry. This is Minnie. How have you been? I hope you've been okay. How's the Air Force treating you? Hey, about that address you wanted, it's 106 Hennish. 106 Hennish. H-A-N-N-A-S-C-H. And I had a little bit of trouble getting that address, but I finally got it. Finally. And about recording something for me, what I like is progressive jazz. I'm sure you like it too. Anything by Dave Brubeck or Stan Kenton or anything. Lynn Miller is all right too. And let's see what else. I hope you haven't been working too hard. And when are you going to get another leave? I hope you come soon. And I've been working pretty hard, as you probably know. I always work hard. No, well, anyway, I guess that's all. I'll be seeing you. Bye.
Hello, Henry. How are you? When are you coming home? I'm in the third grade in school. I like school so much, but I don't. Sometimes I can't do any answers in my school. Well, I hope you've been. All right, bye.
Hello, Henry. How you been? I'm Mary Carmen. I passed to the fourth grade, and I got a mixer for Christmas and a dress and some shoes and some other things. Goodbye, Henry. I went to Mass this morning and it was real cold. I had to wear a coat and sweater. And this was our Sunday. Well, that's all, I guess. So long, Henry.
Hi, Henry. How have you been? What have you been doing? I'm still going to Earthline. Everybody's okay over here. And so you had some snow over there, huh? Did you make any snowmen? It's Sunday today, in case I haven't told you. Sunday the 8th. Did you have a good New Year and a good Christmas? What do you do over there? What kind of work? And tell us all about it. And send us another roll real soon. We wanted to make this sooner, but we couldn't. So you try to make it real soon.
Hey, this is her real Jimmy. Hello, how are you? Hola. ¿Oíste el ruido? Era, Rogelio está jugando con un bonito. Y grita muy bonito, no es que él tenía listo y hace gritar. Es que está jugando con un bonito, pégase todo en la rodilla. Y suspira de vez en cuando, pero no quiere hablar. Pues sale, pero no se da cuenta.
¿Para qué quieres eso?
Sí.
¿Eh?
Sí.
¿Eh?
Sí, me quitó.
¿Qué te quitó?
Este.
¿No quieres coger este? Te lo doy. ¿Lo quieres?
Sí.
¿No quieres ir al HB?
Sí.
¿A qué?
A sacar la tensión.
¿Quieres dulce?
Sí.
¿Y qué más quieres? ¿Y qué más?
Ice cream.
Do you hello, Henry?
Hello, Henry.
How are you today?
¿Qué más te trajo Santa Claus?
Una troca.
¿Una troca? ¿Grande?
Sí.
¿Hola, no?
Sí.
Está bueno. No, qué rico. ¿Cómo te ha ido, Alejandro? ¿Cómo te ha ido? ¿Qué tienes de nuevo?
Ahorita tengo mucho de nuevo.
Ha estado poco frío ahora este día, ¿no?
Sí, ha estado frío.
¿Y what happened? Pop has a baby and he just let him fall. Not fall, but he just hit him so he gets a
fear. ¡Qué short, hombre! ¡Por muchachote! Pues, ¿qué ha andado haciendo usted que se tiró de cabeza en el lamberacillo? ¿Eh? Es muy ansioso este muchachito. Es muy ansioso, está paradito, solito, derechito. A ver un murmullo para que te oiga a tu hermano. A ver, un murmullo. ¿Qué pasó? ¿Eh? ¿Eh? ¿Por qué no? tiras un gritote de los que tiras todos los días? ¿Por qué no tiro un grito? ¡Tira un grito!
¡Ándale!
Mire que cumplió ayer.
¿Cuántos meses? Cumplió 4 meses el bebé antier, el día 6. Cumplió 4 meses y ahorita está risa y risa. A ver si quiere tirar un gritito ahí por el micrófono. Tire un grito para que lo oiga su hermano. Ándele. Recio, un grito. Ándele. Un gritote. De esos gritotes que sabe tirar usted, hombre. Ándele. Un gritote.
¡Ay, caramba, hombre!
Tire un grito, papacito. Ándele. Ándele. Un grito.
Let's get back to Alex. Where are you working now?
Well, I'm not working right now. I'll be working tomorrow morning. And I think I'll have a steady job.
What kind of a job?
Well, it's a maintenance job. Painter and all handyman, all around man.
Yeah. It's not easy, is it?
No, it's pretty hard. But still, it's a job.
Hey, did you know Abel gave me 4 pigeons?
No, I didn't know it until now, you told me.
Yeah. He phoned me up a while ago, about 4 or 5 hours ago. He said if I wanted some pigeons, so I said, first I said no, but then I said yes. So I got 4 pigeons out in the backyard, and they're going to be pretty tasty after a while.
Well, that's pretty good, and I hope we're going to have more pigeons.
No, I'm not going to have no more pigeons. I'm going to have some stew. If you're lucky, you might get some. Come on, say something else. Now, let's go heavy again. Let me tell you something.
A ver, Rafael, ¿tiene algo? ¿El micrófono? ¿Un grito cuando menos? Siento que tan gritón estos. ¿Cómo ahorita que le dicen que grite no grita? A ver, un grito para que lo oiga su hermano. Ándele, un gritote. No quiere hablar, no tiene ganas de hablar, Rogelio. Ahorita está muy contento aquí, pero hay veces que se pone grite y grite. Y hay veces que se pone hasta quiere llorar. Tiene hambre, pero ahorita como no tiene nada de hambre, pues está nomás muy contento. Es todo lo que está haciendo, nomás haciendo vengues para allá y vengues para acá. A ver, Rogelio.
Hey, Henry. This is Richard, in case you don't know. And me and Alex are going to be talking for a while. You know, just so you can get to learn our voices. And if you hear something like a radio or a television, well, it's a television, because they have it on right now. They're talking in the kitchen, so I'm going to be asking Alex some questions, and he's going to answer them. All right, here goes. You better be listening. No, don't turn it off. Okay. Hey, Alex. I've been reading on the paper about this juvenile cleanup on the west side, all these gangs. What can you tell me about that?
Well, I read 2 in the paper about it, and I think it's a very good idea. They're trying to clean up all these juvenile delinquents, which I hope they will, because it's pretty bad on other kids that come from good homes. And I read in the paper too about it, so that's the reason I know.
Hey, I read something about you can't stay up too late or something. What about that?
Well, they have a curfew on that. That all juveniles under the age of 16 will have to be at home by 8 o'clock every night. And I think it's a good strict law that they pass.
Yeah, they're not letting nothing go by. I've seen a lot of police cars pass by here before this that I've been written. About a police car would pass every week, once a week. Now, today I saw 4 police cars pass right over here. And Ernest and Rico and everybody was over here, and I was playing baseball, and every now and then they stopped to say what were we doing. So, I guess they're really strict now, having all the cops they can. Now let's talk some more about the delinquent stuff. Where are you living now?
Well, I'm living with your Aunt Tilly and your Uncle Abel.
Yeah, and that's almost all in the west side, isn't it? Is that at the west side?
Well,
starting across the...
Yeah, it's the west side of town, and it's the same way north, around San Antonio.
Oh, then they're not having this just over here at the west side, they're having it all around San Antonio?
All around San Antonio, yeah, but...
I had that wrong, I thought it was only at the west side.
In the meantime, I think they probably clear out a lot of crimes that have been committed, you know.
Yeah.
And not so long ago, we had here in San Antonio, Senator Bryce Daniels, on a subcommittee discussing the narcotic situation here in San Antonio. And I think it's a very good law they passed to do all this cleaning up around here in San Antonio.
Yeah. How many did they catch suspects of narcotics?
Well,
suspects of using narcotics, I mean, selling it.
Approximately about 125 known suspects.
And how many were sent to court?
There were about 20 or 50 maybe.
That were sentenced?
Sentenced with a very stiff sentence, which is more than 10 years in prison.
For the ones who sell the narcotics? Or
yes.
For the one who uses it?
For the ones that were providing this narcotics for children as well as adults.
Oh, you mean kids using the stuff?
Yes.
What kind of sentence or anything did they give the kids that used the narcotics? What kind of sentence did they pass, or restriction or anything?
Well, the same goes for everybody. It doesn't make any difference whether old or young. It's a state law which was passed by Congress to enforce a stiff penalty for anybody selling it or having it on their person.
No. Well, and I thought, at first I thought that all of those that you mentioned, 140, wasn't it, were
yeah,
from San Antonio, but weren't there a lot of them from from across, no, from on the border down there, Rio Grande, side of Texas.
Well, there were quite a few from all over Texas, the state of Texas, Laredo, El Paso, Fort Worth, Dallas, Houston, and Austin, and many other small towns.
Yeah. Oh, what shall we talk about now? I guess we've covered that enough.
Yeah.
Let me see. What? Oh, yeah. No, I was going to say about the president, but he probably knows that. He's been serious. He was serious, anyway. Down here in Texas, let's see. Oh, yeah. In Texas, since it was the highest highway accident state, that it had the most deaths in Texas, weren't they doing something about that? About the laws and tickets?
Well, they were trying to prevent this accident, but Texas being the largest state in the United States, I think that was the major reason he had more accidents than any other state. And as far as the law goes, I think that they're enforced just like any other state for drunk driving or negligent collision. I think they get a stiff sentence for it.
I heard that they don't give any more warning tickets when you don't observe the law at the highway about the 65. The daytime and 55 at night, that now they won't give you a warning ticket, they just give you a ticket. Now, they made that because the same reason, wasn't it?
Well, that's new to me. I haven't heard much about it since I do not own a car and I don't do much driving. But, well, I think it's pretty good law.
Yeah, except for the driver, you get the ticket, $10. Well, I guess that's all we're going to say. We already took most of the tape on one side. So long.
Well, so long, Henry. And, keep your nose clean, and I hope to see you very soon. And I hope you'll excuse my English. Bye.
¿Ya la planaste, hombre?
Sí.
¿Quién me puso la de Core?
Yo.
Oye, ¿ya cenaste?
Sí.
¿Quieres ponerle la de Core?
Thank you.
papá me mató.
This is Richard again, and this time I'm in my room with Rainy all alone, just with Rainy, and you've been hearing me talk a lot, but now you only hear Rainy sing. Well, he said he was going to sing. You see, I'm going to give him some balloons if he sings. See, that's the only way I got him to sing. So, what are you going to sing, Rainy? Say that louder.
I am myself to the continent.
Oh, 16 tons.
Yes.
Bueno, para. Is that same?
16 tons. What is
it? No, wait a minute, Rainy. Canta lo más recio, eh? Ahora sí. 16 tons of what you get. Ándale, canta.
16 tons, what do you get? Another day or a different day. St. Peter, Chicago, we can't go. I must stay from company store.
Ahora sí, ahora vamos a cantarlo otra vez, ¿eh? ¿Quieres?
No, mejor no.
No, entonces, ¿quieres los balloons?
Sí.
Buena, entonces, ándale. 16 tons of wood you get, another day older. Ándale, canta.
Another day, different day.
No, espérate, despacito, como tú la cantas cuando estás jugando conmigo. Ándale. Ya cantaste bastante. ¿Sabes con quién estás hablando?
¿Con quién?
Pues con Henry, él te va a ir, la voy a poner en el recorder de él, cuando él está en su cuarto. Y le va a decir a todos que te oiga porque tú eres un great singer, Amy. ¿Sabías?
Pero sí, no es así.
Nada, espérate, espérate. No, dile hello a Henry.
Hi, Henry.
Dile dónde vive. ¿Dónde vive Henry?
¿En dónde vives, Henry?
Es todo lo que le vas a decir.
No.
¿Qué le vas a decir entonces?
Te venga.
¿Cuándo?
Mañana.
¿Mañana,
Rita? Sí.
Nah, pasado mañana, ¿eh?
Sí.
Bueno. All right, now you heard Rainy. Well, what he has to say, I hope you're satisfied, because you said you wanted him to yell, and he did more than that. You know, the radio gave me the Motorola. It's still working, you know. It's not broken or anything. That's the background music you're going to be hearing, since I'm going to be talking around here. Hey, Henry, in school, we already have ROTC, and I'm taking it. Well, and I guess when you come home, I'm going to be just marching around here and showing myself off to you. And, well, that's all there is new at school. Besides homework, we get plenty of that every day. Well, I don't think this is the last time I'm going to say goodbye. I already said goodbye to you about 3 times, but I'm just going to say so long, because this is only one side of the tape, and probably probably tomorrow everybody else is going to talk again on the other side. I'm going to try to get a whole bunch of people to talk. Oh, by the way, in case you haven't heard it before, when I was talking with Alex, I have 4 pigeons and I have them in the cage back there. A cage I tried to make anyway. And one of them laid an egg on the first day it was here. And I tried to fix a nest for it so they'll hatch. Well, let me see. I got about a couple of more minutes to go on this tape. So I guess I'm just gonna talk to you doing nothing, you know. I'm in my room, if you'd like to know. It's about 9 o'clock at night, and the day is the 9th. Yesterday was when Alex, when you were hearing Alex, that was the 8th, but the day is the 9th. So now you know what day it is, in case you want to know when I recorded this. It's at night, you see. Probably tomorrow they're gonna record some more on the other side. So, God, you wanted to hear a nice long tape. Well, I'm gonna spin this whole tape, so I'm gonna talk with Raimi a little while. Do something at least. Hey, Raimi, what's your full name? What is your name?
Raimi?
Raimi? Raimi what?
Mendoza.
Raimi Mendoza?
Yes.
How do you spell that?
M-O-U-S-E.
Yeah. Hey, Henry, in case you're still talking about me, like you said in the tape you sent me, that you were talking about me to some guys, well, I hope you say nice things about me, because most of the people don't say nice things about me, you know. That'd be a compliment. Now, let me see, what else could I talk about? Hey, next time you send a tape, ask some questions, you see, and then I can answer them. Like, I'll ask you questions, and then, look, it's almost ending, so turn it around, huh?